Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Malaprops and Moxie. Today's guest is my friend Julia. She's a local photographer here in Charlotte, and we're friends and met through the co-working space where I work. She's also a fellow extrovert, and so today's Malaprop in real life, we talk about the secrets of extroverts. Maybe things you did or didn't know about folks that are extroverted. We kind of talk through our experiences and little tips and tricks on how to deal with us. So I hope you enjoy. Happy listening. Everybody. Julia, welcome to Malaprops and Moxie.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. This is going to be one of the best episodes I think I've recorded as far as energy levels go, excitement. Will you tell everyone who you are, what you do?
Gladly. I'm excited to be here. My name is Julia. I am a photographer here in Charlotte. I'm a brand photographer. So that means I take a lot of photos of people, other brands, other business owners, or just anyone with a story to tell. Mm-hmm. So, I work here out of Hygge Co-working, J Street.
Hygge?
So I'm just down the hall from where we're recording this. And that's why I met Taylor.
Yes, we met through the co-working space. How many years do you think it's been?
I think I've been here four-ish, because I've been in Charlotte for 5, and I think I joined like...
I think you're right, because I started the day that the West, or well, now there's two on the West side, but right. Remount opened.
Okay.
And then you like showed up taking pictures very shortly after. So
yeah, I started taking photos like a week or two into becoming a member.
I hate that we didn't become friends like right that moment.
I know. But you were one of the first blog photos that I took.
Ew, yes. And I was sitting on the couch with my arms crossed, like looking up.
Look so like corporate then and like... And now knowing you, that's like, yeah, I know. I forgot about that.
That's really funny, actually.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, look how far we've come.
I know. Well, and it's funny. So the Malaprop in real life that we're talking about today is secrets of extroverts and like what extroverts kind of wish people knew about them and bringing to light some of the stuff that we deal with. And since you and I are both extroverts and just you like... Forewarning, we probably will dip into the Enneagram a little bit because we're both Enneagram 7s and Enneagram 7 have very similar attributes to just general extrovert people.
Yes.
Yeah. And so this was your idea. So thank you.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
Well, it was your idea to have me.
And well, of course.
Well, what about this?
It's like hanging out. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, I really don't know how to dive in. I mean, I guess... You want to, like, let's talk about things that we know people know about extroverts, like the given attributes, and then we can kind of start diving into, like, the secrets.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. So what are some things that you would say off the top of your head you know that people know about extroverts or how they would categorize us?
Totally. I think immediate characteristic is someone that talks a lot or is loud maybe or kind of, like... in your face to an extent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think people that are okay with chatting and meeting no stranger kind of is something immediately that comes up.
Yes. I think of the, like an entertainer. Mm-hmm. I think of, like they could talk to a rock, you know, people say that all the time, which you kind of mentioned.
Yep.
Busy maybe.
Yep. Busy. Yeah.
Like, wanderlust.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good word to use, but like, you know, they're always just like going places, doing something.
Right. Yep. Probably good at, I don't know. Introverts are probably also really good at multitasking. I just feel like.
Yeah, but maybe messy multitasking.
Yes.
Because I would say I'm not very good at that, but I love doing a lot of things at the same time.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally. In a type B way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So I think, you know, knowing those attributes and that we very much fill those shoes, and I would say very affirming of like who we are, what are some of the things that you are just like, if you knew, if I wish you knew that extroverts really experience this, like what would be the first thing that you would want to bring up? Because I've got some too, so.
Totally. The first thing that comes up for me is, so I am definitely a talker and I'm good at talking. I'm good at small talking. I can meet someone on the street and find something to chat about.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I do. I love people. I love like the idea of not knowing what fun conversation I'm going to have next.
Yeah.
But also I think something that people probably don't realize is it's, I don't know another way to be. I don't necessarily always want to talk. Sometimes I might not even be fully in the mood or I feel like maybe it's not appropriate. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it is in me to just speak and say hey to people and ask them how they're doing. Mm. And so I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is it's not necessarily that I feel like I have to. It's just I like it and it's who I am. And sometimes I have to remind myself, Julia, okay, leave them alone, shut up, or you need to go do your thing. Like I have to like get myself in check because I just like doing it.
Yeah.
It's just who we are.
Well, we use that example like in the grocery store.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny. I talked to Garrett Tishy, the owner of Huga. We were chatting about this and he was saying that he always wears like ear pods when he goes to the grocery store so that he doesn't have to talk to anyone.
Yep.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? If I go down the bread aisle and I see someone I know, that is giving me all the life. Like I will sprint to them.
Yes.
Probably embrace pre-pandemic, you know, elbow bump nowadays. But you know what I mean? Like
totally. Especially nowadays when I drive through the other week, we were driving through Noda. We were going to eat. And I was like, I looked to Stephen, who was my introverted fiance. And I was like, ooh, how many people do you think we're going to see that we know? I can't wait. And I was like peering out the window to see if I saw someone coming down the street that I knew.
Oh my God. I'm like wheeze laughing right now because I play that game all the time. I'm like, who wants to see who knows somebody first?
Right.
And I'm like, by, you know, definition, the one that always wants to do that, play that game.
Right.
So are you saying that like knowing that that is something that you just innately do and want to do?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to tell yourself like, you don't have to talk to everybody.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Especially, actually a great example is here at Huga. So cool. I know a lot of people here.
Right.
Because it's, you know, it's big, but it's also small.
Right.
So there are days where I am super busy and I have a lot of things I need to get done. But I know the second I walk in the door, I'm going to see so many people that, you know, I want to talk to and like we're running into each other. And I'm like, half like puppy dog of me is like, let's talk, let's play. Yeah. Like, what are you doing later? Want to go get lunch? Want to get a coffee? And the other part of me is like, I have to buckle down and like, you know, not lean into that. And then, yeah, also for other people's sake too. Leave them alone.
We like have a hard time reading social cues maybe.
Yes.
Oh, they don't want to talk to us about nothing?
Oh, okay, their AirPods are in at the grocery store. I guess I'll leave you alone, Garrett.
I'm going to go flick him out of his ear next time I see him.
Actually, I will say that I have done that a few times, but I it's not because I don't want to talk. It's more because I don't do well in silence. Is that another extrovert secret? And so I want to listen to a podcast.
Okay, wait, let's talk about that because I feel like that is kind of like going off of one of the things that I was going to say. Yeah, silence sucks.
Yeah.
And I, you know, listen, I guess asterisk to anyone out there who's like, what? Silence is so good for you. I understand the benefit of sitting in quiet.
Yes.
But like when that doesn't give you energy or a refresh or a clarity of mind, then it literally, you don't need it. If it doesn't work, then don't do it.
If it gives you anxiety, then maybe turn on some music.
Right. My sister, this is a great example. She has to work in complete silence. And if I'm ever there in her same space and I'm like, can we like turn on the TV or turn on music? She's like, no, why would you do that? And I'm like, because I need stimulation in the background to concentrate.
100%. I wonder if you're similar to me. My mind is always thinking about so many things that I need to do or just random things I'm thinking about. So I think if I'm in silence, that's going on and I'm listening to that.
Yeah.
But if it's an interview or a music, I can like stop
channel your
so
yes.
Much.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That probably seems so ass backwards to the people listening.
Yes. Yes, to your sister.
Whereas I'm like, yes. I mean, But that's what works for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's silence. Actually a really good one.
Yep.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah.
So let's talk about the one thing that I was going to bring up was like how we get our energy sources. Mm-hmm. And I think people know Enneagram, Enneagram 7, but yeah. Extroverts as getting their energy from people.
Yep.
And I would say that like, a secret or, you know, something that's maybe not as well known is that while we get energy from people, there is such a thing as like a capacity limit, maybe. I don't know. Like, and I think it probably bleeds into you are hanging around people or you're finding people to hang out with so that you can get re-energized. Mm-hmm. Regenerized. That's a good one. I should have used that. But at the same time, like we are around people who expect us to be the person that is like providing the energy.
Yes.
And so that is like a catch-22 where it's like, okay, I know you think that I am being around people all the time and whatever, but like, I also sometimes just need to be around people and like sit and listen. Totally. You know what I mean?
Yep. I 100% agree with that. And you brought up a point earlier when we were talking. It's more like we need a break to recharge, and I think knowing I have that keeps me okay in all of the busy moments of doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like looking to my calendar and be like, okay, this is a lot. This is great. I have 2 hours here to be alone in my office. And,
yeah.
Or I have 2 hours here. I'm going to go on a walk and, you know, yada, yada. And that's enough for me to recharge. Whereas I think probably for other people, like a 2 hour recharge session in the outlet isn't
it's
enough.
Like not
but for
enough.
Me, I'm like, oh, okay, that's my 2 hour window to myself. But yeah, it's interesting because it's like different levels of energy are needed to one, be in a group where you're entertaining or, you know, a one-on-one date with somebody mm-hmm. where you're still, you know, you're very much involved. And then sometimes it's even like, I just like to go to the coffee shop and I'm not necessarily talking, but I'm with people. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I love about like the co-working space. I'm getting it just from like seeing and being, but I'm not necessarily like, you know,
chilling out all your energy.
Right.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think, you know, I'll tell my friends or my gal pals that I like text with. I'm like, okay, so I've been at home alone one night this week and that's one too many.
Yes.
And they're like, what, Taylor? Like, why don't you just spend your evenings at night by yourself? I'm like, because that's not what is healthy for me.
Right.
Like what's healthy for me is to like be in community with other people on a consistent basis.
Right.
And I've just found that like, I know my limits. Like if I've been at home every day for a week, I am not in a good place. Yeah. I'm not in a good headspace.
Totally.
I'm feeling like gross and just like sad.
Your energy is like, how do I get out?
Yes. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's nice that we have places like coffee shops and this co-working space and like wherever, but like that can only fulfill so much, you know?
Absolutely.
So I would say like for anyone out there who is maybe like never thought of that or unrelated to that, like don't be weirded out if we're like asking to hang out. Cause it probably like one, you're someone we want to spend time with. And two, like you are our source of energy, which is a positive thing.
Right. And even sometimes that's just like, I think about some of my more introverted friends, which sometimes I love hanging with them in those moments because I'm not necessarily like, we're not, you know, doing a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe we're just on a walk and maybe we're watching TV together or it's just like, we're even pulling up our laptops and working together.
Yes.
And like,
that's enough.
We're not entertaining. We're not like doing anything crazy, mm-hmm. but it's enough to like human interaction, people you care about. And
I think too, I have a really good friend who, she's like the queen of like, I need something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that like motivates extroverts as well is,
Okay,
what do I have to look forward to? Is it every Wednesday night I watch this show with X people or is it that I know that every Thursday I'm co-working with Julia or, you know, whatever that means. Like
totally. That is why we co-work together.
I know.
Cause we often work in my studio together, just like sit in our laptops and maybe chat every 20, 30 minutes, depending on what we're doing.
But we're
having a ball and sometimes it's over and it's like, that was so great. I don't even know if we talked about anything.
Yeah, we like maybe drank coffee and chatted about something.
Question for you. When you have weeks that are opposite, Like, so maybe they're packed. All your evenings are packed. Your days are packed. Your work schedule. What does burnout for you as an extrovert look like? Is it like anything you think is different from other people?
I think burnout is when I forget to let myself think and process.
Yeah.
Because I do a really good job of go mode. Yeah. And I can suppress and just gas up when I maybe don't have any fuel in the tank. Like, that's super easy for me. Yeah. And so then I can definitely find myself reaching this brink of like, okay, wait, I haven't maybe mentally or emotionally processed something, whatever it is. And then it's, but I would say that burnout happens for me. I don't know if this happens for you, but I, now that I'm in my 30s and like mature and know like who I am as a person and have a lot of self-awareness, like my burnout happens maybe once every 3 to 6 months. Mm,
that's super healthy.
And I feel it coming.
Yep.
And it's like this consistent, like a few days straight of like anxiety and just like unrest.
Yeah.
And then I have this like torrential downpour, ugly cry.
Yeah.
And then I wake up the next day and I'm over it.
Yep.
And I'm, let's go.
Yep.
Who can I hang out with? Like, it's as if nothing happened.
Yeah. It's just like a little cry session.
And now I've learned that like, I used to like think that something was wrong when I was younger, like in college, and I would have these mental breakdowns. And actually Bill Loy, if you're listening, he is the one that brought this to my attention. He's like, you know, you have these like things, these moments every quarter, every whatever. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, there's a pattern.
Wow.
And so I just started observing that. Yeah. And it's because I just go, I go full speed, balls to the walls.
Until you can't anymore.
Until I literally can't. And then I just need to like break it down, have a good cry.
Yep.
And I'm fine.
Clear your schedule for that day, cry it out. And then, yep.
Yeah.
So I relate to that, in a way.
I hope that people aren't listening being like, that is insane.
We're fine. When was the last time you cried, Taylor? Are we nearing it?
Oh, gosh. Actually, no, I actually cried last Friday, but not because I was like at a breaking point. I just had like a sad day. Yep. That's all.
Yep.
It was probably raining or something.
Oh no.
I know. Okay. It was honestly, it was probably because I didn't have anybody to hang out with. Yeah. Like Friday comes and I don't have any plans on the weekends. And then you add the pandemic on top of that. And it's like, okay, I'm single and don't know how to date during a pandemic. Right. I live by myself. And so I don't have like a built-in roommate.
Right.
AKA like don't have anyone to hang out with other than my cats. And then I get to Friday and there's no plans. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, this is not what I want.
Right,
and
right.
I just got sad.
Yeah.
But then I was over it. I watched a movie.
Then you probably found something to do.
Yes. I ate some food and I cooked. I watched TV and then I went to bed and I was like, oh, it's over. Okay, cool. Yep,
I did it. I survived.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I used to remember those days. It was really bad for me early 20s when I was single and like new to the city. And I don't know. I was just doing too much. And I thought now I treasure a night with no plans. Like especially, you know, I get what you mean. You want to have
plans. No, I understand. Yeah.
But every now and then it's like, oh, nice. A night to myself. Yeah. I'm going to watch this finally. But when I was younger, way more immature, like no plans was like the end of the world. I really mirrored, like looked at myself like, oh my gosh, how do you not have plans? But now it's nice to like, but I totally get what you mean.
Yeah. And it does come, you're right. It comes with maturity. Like if I get to Sunday and don't have any plans, it's fine because I can mow the lawn.
Right.
I can
there
do house stuff.
To do.
But Friday with no plans,
it's
like
it's different.
I imagine the whole weekend being alone and that is like not an okay place for me.
Totally get that.
And it's guys, I'm like, I feel like I'm painting myself a picture of like someone who can't be alone. I can 100%
be
alone.
You're great at being, I mean,
I literally have been alone for 36 years. So like come at me with that. And I am very independent and I know how to like do things, right? Like I know how to get off my ass and like go find something
we
to
just
do.
Have fun.
It's just the people aspect. Like people give me life and relationships are like literally the most important thing that I value.
Yeah.
And I was telling someone, like I was dating someone all through the pandemic. So like I never really had to experience loneliness.
Right.
And then we broke up in the new year and all of a sudden I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like I realize now what I didn't have to think about or
before.
Deal with. Yes. And that I think has been a tough reality.
Yeah. Or just a change.
Yeah. A change. You're right.
Yeah. Weekends now. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Cause even on a Friday night right now, like, you know, I live with Steven. So even if we're alone and we're not really talking or we're like watching TV together, like we're alone, but not really. So I totally understand that.
You like, still have that like, what is the word? What am I trying to say? Cushion?
Yeah.
Or like safety net of like, yes, he's here if he's I here. Wanted to engage, right. But like we're also okay not
right
having to do something with each other.
Yep.
Okay. So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was like the expectation to entertain.
Yes.
I think that people think that having an extrovert in their company is like, it'll be fun. Tayflo's showing up. So yep. It's going to be great or totally. Da, da, da. And I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Like, what do you think that people should know about us as extroverts,
yeah.
like in relation to that?
I think it's great to assume that we are going to come and be fun and make you laugh and, you know, come up with some fun games, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Fine to assume. I just think one thing would be to not wait on your extroverted friend to either come up with the next big idea or come up with plans for the weekend. And also, if we show up and we're not sunshine and rainbows, to just, like, not question that something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like maybe we're just a little more, you know, maybe on the energy level is just a little bit on the downside and we want to come, want to be there. We want to hang out, but we don't feel the need to like,
or maybe
joke the whole time.
Or, maybe we've done 17 things before.
Exactly.
Showing up.
Yeah.
Cause that's totally an extrovert thing.
And I sometimes feel like I need to bail on plans last minute because my energy level is like dropping and I feel the pressure that like it needs to be skyrocketing for me to go hang out,
yeah.
head to the brewery or like, you know, even call someone sometimes. I'm like, yeah. oh my God, I can't even call them right now when really I can. And I can go, I just need to give myself like
grace
to know that I can come and I can be chill.
Yeah.
Cause other people are chill in this world.
Yes. I hate when I show up somewhere and they're like, and let's say I'm like not talking or I'm like listening. They're like, what's wrong?
Right.
Like there's nothing wrong with me. Like I'm allowed to be quieter sometimes.
Right.
Like, please don't expect me to always be
right.
what you think I'm going to be all the time.
Totally.
Yes.
Yep.
That is so true. I can't even tell you how many times people have been like, what's the matter?
Yeah.
Just because I'm like not talking.
Yeah, just because you're listening.
I could have like the biggest smile on my face and be like engagingly like nodding.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Tay? Nothing.
Like, nothing.
Literally just listening.
Right. I had a long week.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying sitting here.
Kind of don't want to be your clown today.
Totally. I completely relate.
Okay, good. That's a good one. Let me look at my other list. This was a good one. I think people also assume that extroverts have like a ton of friends and that we're always like good to go and that we don't like need anything. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know. I'll say my thoughts on that and you can chime in.
Yeah.
So I think for me, like I've always been like this. I love having multiple worlds, right? Yep. Like I would say an average person has like their friends and that's their core. And that's literally the only people they hang out with. Mm-hmm. And then maybe family.
Right.
Whereas I, even from the second I moved to Charlotte, like I had my work friends, I had my, you know, church friends. I had like random friends that I met through other organizations, you know, my professional development. And I loved bebopping from group to group
100%.
Because I get bored really easily. And so not that my friends are boring, I just like need that stimulation and shift.
Yep.
And so a lot of my friends were like, oh, well, we thought that you know, would be with these people and those people. I'm like, no, like you are my friends.
Right.
But then the depth can ebb and flow in those groups as well. So I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I completely relate. This has been me my entire, even just in childhood, because like you said, different activities and hobbies. And
yeah,
I mean, this kind of nods to the Enneagram 7, but like we'll try anything once. So like I've been in many different gyms and yoga studios and I ate this for a while. You know, I just I've done a lot. So I've made friends and I'm also someone that like, if I meet you, and we became friends. Like, you're my friend forever. We might not talk all the time. But, like, I'm happy to meet up with somebody and have lunch once a year.
You'll definitely, like, hug the next time you see them.
Yes.
Yes.
So, like, I feel like when I've made a friend, I keep them even if we're not, like, in constant communication. So, like, yes, I've always had different pockets. And it's always been interesting for me when I am able to – because I love to introduce people. But sometimes – you know, you keep your different people, mm-hmm. different groups. But I very much relate to that. And I think that, so I, like you, have a couple really close friends and then like a lot of smaller groups. Mm-hmm. And so I have learned through different scenarios, birthdays, things going on in Charlotte, concerts, that like, as an extrovert, because people think you have so many friends, I don't want to say forget about you. They just assume you're busy, or they mm-hmm. assume you're covered and that mm-hmm. you're going, when like, really, no, please still ask us.
Right.
Like, just because we have a lot of friends doesn't mean we always have tons of options. We right. still want to be, you know, asked and invited.
I might be sitting alone on a Friday night.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I've been in that. I've been in some situations like that too, where I'm like, oh no, they forgot about me.
Yeah. Oh God.
I thought we were busy.
Well, and we suffer from FOMO too as yes. extroverts. So it's like a freaking double-edged sword, because you never want to be on the FOMO side of things.
Right.
But yet you're running all over the place, making people think that you're busy all the time, when right. in reality, like, you might not be.
Right.
Yeah, dude, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a really tough one. And I think too, sometimes friends of mine are maybe less likely to go deep.
Yes.
Because of how sporadic I am with my friend groups. And yep. like, you know, I've got this one group of friends, and they're honestly some of my best friends. Like, they yeah. know me very well. We've experienced a lot of life together, and I wouldn't say anymore, but they were going to the same place every Friday mm-hmm. without question. Mm-hmm. And that's what they wanted to do. And yeah. That was what they did. That's their group of friends.
Right.
And obviously I'm a part of that group of friends,
right.
but I will not go to the same place every week, because that's yeah. just not my personality. Correct. I'm not a creature of habit. I like to switch it up. I like to have variety. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, girls, I love you. And I will go like maybe once a month,
right.
but I'm not going every week.
Right.
And so I think too, like, knowing that you have a friend who is extroverted like that,
right.
you almost maybe think like, oh, well, they don't take our friendship as seriously, or there's not as much depth there. But like, I wish people knew that, like, no, I really do.
Right.
And I do value when I'm like hanging out. It's just that I don't want to do that every time, right. maybe, or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah. Totally related to the depth. And also, like, what did you say before that? You said, that we don't care about them as much, because yeah, we don't. Because
we're not doing it in the same consistency. Friends.
Yes, mm-hmm. correct. When, like, for me, you know, we have lunch. If we have lunch once a quarter and we call each other every now and then, like, that is BFF life.
Like, that is actually so true. If you can get with an extrovert more than 2 times a month,
yeah,
that's a win.
Like, we're close.
Yeah, that means we're really close.
I'm committed to plants with you.
That's actually so true.
Yeah, and like, I've had other experiences with other friends that, like, they think if we're not texting every day, something's yeah. up, and I'm like, no,
yes.
like, I don't talk to anybody that much.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh. So you know how everybody has that one person where they'll say, like, you know, it's like the second we hung out, we just picked up where we left off.
Yes.
Like, that is when you know you're in good with an extrovert.
Yes.
Because if you're, and I will say this, I know we mentioned this earlier, like, how you can talk to a stranger and like find anything. Mm-hmm. I would say that's true for me too. However, if I choose to engage with that stranger or person and that person doesn't entertain me, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Like, it takes me maybe 60 seconds of engaging with someone to know whether or not
we're going any further.
Yes. And I am also very quick to be like, oh shoot, I gotta go, or I'm sorry, I'm just gonna run over here, and then I'm out forever, you know? So I'm willing to give everyone a shot,
right?
Because you just never know,
right?
But then
right.
if I'm not vibing,
yep,
see ya.
Yep, see ya.
See ya.
Yes, correct.
Don't want to be.
I've nailed small talk for that reason of yes. like, okay, small talk, and we're staying a little bit longer. I like you, or small talk, this is all this is.
Right.
And
well, it was great seeing you.
So great.
Gotta put my ear pods back in.
I'm listening to a really great podcast. Listen to Daily. Gotta pass.
Oh my gosh, I know, that is so true. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that we haven't talked about or mentioned? Are you tired from this conversation?
I'm going to need to go energize my Energizer bunnies.
I'm having so much fun. This is great.
Gosh. I know. I think in short, like, your extroverted friends, invite them to your couch sometimes if they just need to chill.
Yeah.
But they also want to be with you, and if they don't show up super jazzed, they're probably fine. And I also feel like if we're not fine, we're going to tell people.
Yeah.
That's another, I mean, maybe we just wear our heart on our sleeve, but
100%. We are like the very, can't tell or don't have a good poker face.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, when we're like not okay.
Right. Right. But sometimes, yeah, I don't know. I think that's, all that I was thinking.
Yeah. We covered a lot of different areas. So love on your extroverted friends.
Yeah.
Ask me to hang out.
Ask me to hang out.
I'll probably make it work.
Friday. Yeah.
But not tomorrow because I'm going out of town.
Yeah, actually, I am too. Not tomorrow. Yeah. And the next weekend's also busy. But the next weekend after that. Oh, okay. Last thing I'll say.
That is so true.
My friends, I want to know if you've gone through this where, like, some of my friends that, granted, I think I have a busy schedule just because of work. My work hours are, like, very sporadic.
Right. You don't have a 9-to-5.
But my friends joke with me when we're trying to make plans, especially if it's, like, a reservation somewhere. They're like, well, Julie, we got to ask you a month in advance.
Right.
Because you're
booked up.
Yeah. I welcome those jokes, but still ask.
Yes.
And let's get it on the books.
That's true. And if for some reason I book and then I accidentally have to cancel because I double booked because I didn't write it down,
that's
very much a extrovert thing to do too. And an Enneagram 7 thing to do.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry. Bring my squirrel brain.
Yes. If y'all want Julie and I to do another episode on Enneagram 7 specific stuff, let me know.
Let her know.
Because I definitely think we could dive into that.
Yeah. We could even probably just do a little thing with them all.
Yes. We really could.
Yeah.
I love
it. We love the Enneagram life.
Okay, tell the listeners where they can find you if they want to find you.
If you want to find me.
And look at all your pretty pictures.
If you want to look at pretty photos, Julia Faye Photo, Julia Faye Photography is the business name. I'm located here at Huga. And so if you're ever around, knock on my window. I'd be happy to chat.
Yes, she would. She also does
these. You like to talk.
She does these really cool like pop-ups, like headshot pop-ups. I love when you do those.
That's so smart. Yes, thank you. If you ever need like a quicker headshot, you don't need a whole session. I do these like probably once a quarter, sometimes more. And we always announce them over on Instagram. But they're a great way to just pop in 10, 15 minutes and then you're out.
Yeah, I love
it. Get a new headshot.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, you ready for the malaprop of the day?
I'm so ready.
All right. I've been thinking of a sentence to use and I think I can make it work.
Okay.
So a lot of times us as extroverts, you know, we will go places and we pop into a room and there's a lot of people around and we know that we want to like be the center of attention. And so we like tend to just like start going, you know, oh my God, hey, talk.
Uh-huh.
And I would say sometimes if we're not in the mood, we can still tend to put on a falsetto.
That's funny.
I legit said that word instead of facade the other day and my friend was like, what?
Oh my word. That's
I didn't
funny.
Know that falsetto was like Beyonce, like voice.
Yeah, the high.
Yes.
Like
never knew. Or I guess what, Mariah Carey?
Yeah, falsetto. Yeah. Isn't that like her head voice?
Yes. I think because it's got the word false in it, I like thought facade is like false. So
I see how that happened, but that's
very embarrassing.
Funny. Falsetto. Honestly, it's an impressive word for you to know if you're not a musician.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where did that word even come
from? I haven't thought of that word in years.
Well, there you go.
That's funny. You're cute. I love this podcast.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much for being on. I hope so everybody listening enjoyed and that you learned a little something about us.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Bye, guys.
This episode of Malaprops and Moxie was recorded at the Huga Coworking Podcast Studio. You can find them online at wearehuga.com, and that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. The music was recorded and produced by Young Citizen. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and write a review.